Chapter 7, Devotional 12. Parting is such sweet sorrow. Run back into his arms. From 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 and 11 is the message, Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. See what this godly sorrow has produced in you. What earnestness, what eagerness to clear yourselves. What indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to see justice done. At every point you have proved yourself to be innocent in this matter. In Act II of William Shakespeare's famous play, Romeo and Juliet, there is a gripping and intensely memorable balcony scene as the lovers prepare to leave each other. Juliet says to Romeo, good night, parting is such sweet sorrow. I wonder if Shakespeare had been reading Paul's letter to the Corinthians as he wrote the scene. Paul tells us, godly sorrow is refreshing and good for the soul as it brings repentance that leads to salvation. Godly sorrow is the state we're in when we discover that our sin has separated us from God. As the Holy Spirit reveals our state, we are filled with an earnest and eager desire to be cleansed from the filth of sin so we might return to God's holy presence. Just as Juliet realized the depth of her love for Romeo and how much she needed and wanted him, when we experience godly sorrow, we do these. 1. We come to realize how much we love God and long to be with him. 2. We experience indignation that we've been deceived by Satan's lies and allowed fear and doubt to lead us away from God. 3. We are alarmed when we realize we stepped out of his glorious light into darkness. 4. We long to run into his loving arms. 5. We repent and ask for forgiveness, and soon we hear his voice. As our godly sorrow begins to fade, he reminds us that through the blood of Jesus we are redeemed, restored, and reconciled to him for all eternity. Child of God, I encourage you to ask God to reveal any godly sorrow you have in your life. Quickly repent and run into the loving arms of God. Lord, thank you for the power of your word and for the voice of the Holy Spirit. Continue to use the Holy Spirit to speak truth into my life and remove any desire that I might have to ever depart from your holy presence. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.